Welcome to Healthy Family Connections, the podcast for families wanting out-of-the-box solutions to parenting and relationship challenges, with your host, psychotherapist and author of Ending the Parenting Control Battle, Neil D. Brown.
Are you anxious that this year will be another battle over schoolwork and responsibilities? Well, today's Healthy Family Connections podcast, episode number 32, is titled Setting the School Year Up for Success. It's sponsored by Neil D. Brown, LCSW, and I'm your host, Neil D. Brown, and I'm here to help you create that enjoyable family you work for every day. And for those looking for help with their parenting and relationship challenges, come to my website, neildbrown.com, and download my free Parent Burnout Recovery Guide. And please remember, this is an educational podcast. It is not a substitute for therapy when you need it. Well, today we're answering a question from Ernie of Denver, Colorado. Ernie writes, "Our son is 15 and beginning his sophomore year in high school. Last school year was a disaster. It's always been a struggle getting my son to sit down and do his work. Last year, he asked us to back off and let him handle it on his own. And we were tired of the constant fighting to get him to do his work. So we went along with his request. Well, when report cards came out, he was failing most of his classes and he had lots of work to make up. Even then, he claimed everything was fine. He just needed to finish up a few assignments and everything would be great. Well, we went along with this, but eventually it all caught up with him and we needed to get involved and the fighting began once again. We're tired of the constant struggle, but don't see any way around it. What can we do to stop the fighting and yet have our son do his work?" Well, Ernie, that's an important and timely question, and since this is time for all families with school-age kids to think about getting back to school. Let me be straight, Ernie. Your family is plagued by the beast. And by that, I mean your relationship pattern with your son has become a constant control battle. And relationship patterns have momentum, and if not identified and changed, they're just going to get stronger. And once you have an active control battle in your family, issues will go unresolved and child and teen development will be impaired. So, Ernie, it seems to you that you have only two choices, fight and struggle or back off and watch your son fail. There's a much better way to do this. Most kids don't have good goal setting and planning skills. Even if your son has the goal of doing well on his own, which he may have, or he may just be having the goal of getting his parents off his back, but we know that he doesn't have the skill to make and stick to a plan. So, Ernie, he's going to need your help. Here are a few principles and behaviors you need to put in place to end the control battle, or as I like to call it, starve the beast, and get things moving forward towards success. Number one, stay positive and affirming of your son. Don't let yourself get drawn into arguing or fighting. Keep giving him the message that you believe in him and you know he can succeed. Number two, make sure your son understands that his privileges need to be earned. And they're earned by managing his responsibilities and having a good attitude. Let him know that you're happy for him to have his privileges. He just needs to earn them. Now, instead of his way or your way, let the start of this year be a time to teach goal setting and planning. Very few kids come by this naturally, although some kids catch on quickly and are pretty darn good planners. But most kids need to learn these skills, and if you're in a control battle, they're just not going to learn them. So here's what you can do. Make some dedicated time to sit down with your son and talk about the upcoming school year and establish goals and plans. If you've had a control battle in place, Ernie, which of course you have had, sitting down and having a quality discussion will be new behavior. So you'll get resistance in arguing. Stay calm and positive, and even if it takes several tries to get things going, stick with it. Your son might need to lose his privileges until he cooperates in this process, but if you're resolute, he'll get there. Parents, to set up goals and plans, you don't have to be ending a control battle. It's a powerful and empowering set of skills for all kids and all teens to have. Here are some things to think about. When setting goals, think broadly about the school year. You know, of course, academic goals are an important topic, and they can include grade goals. In other words, I don't want to overemphasize grades, but it's reasonable for kids to think about what kind of grades they want to get, they expect to get if they do their work and do their best. Skill goals, like improved writing skills or even improved study habits, which of course would be an important one for many kids. There can also be social goals, like make new friends or be more social or be more of a leader. There can also be fun goals, like make the year more fun and exciting. What can they do to accomplish that? And of course, there could be music, art, and athletic goals. All right, so that's the goal setting part, but after setting goals, there needs to be plans. Goals without plans is just a wish. I think that's a common saying. So what do kids need from others? What behaviors and skills do they need to utilize? What methods do they need to utilize to achieve their goals? Now, if your son, for instance, is upset always being third trumpet in the band, what can he do to set himself up to be first trumpet? Good question. It's all they can have what they want as long as they're willing to work for it. And a plan, just thinking about it, isn't going to get him there. He needs to figure out, okay, well, from this time to that time, I'm going to work on it, and I'm going to work with this person, and they're going to teach me, and I'm going to listen to my recordings and learn and grow. Who, what, and when needs to all be included in making plans. You can consider using apps to help with organization. You know, kids want to be on their phones. Let's let them use their phones for the right reasons. It's also really good to have a whiteboard. When my kids were in their preteen and teen years, we had a great big whiteboard that I used for trainings, but we brought it home, and sure enough, that was a great place to do math problems, make plans, reminders, all kinds of wonderful things. So it's really good to have that visual there. Let me say that setting goals and making plans can't be a one-time event. We need to have accountability and process review and adjusting plans. That all comes next. So for instance, let's say your daughter and you agree that she'll do her schoolwork after dinner. But as it turns out, dinner is often late, and so waiting until after dinner to start homework doesn't leave enough time. After talking about it and struggling a bit, you agree that it's better if homework starts an hour after she gets home from school. And that gives her the break she needs and enough time to do her work. So we need to be able to make those adjustments and be flexible to make plans more realistic and relevant and effective. So parents, our children are born into this world totally dependent upon us. An important goal of our parenting, in addition to making them feel loved and safe, is to gradually help them gain the independent skills they're going to need to function well in the world. And teaching them to set goals and make and implement and revise plans is a great way to do just that. And by including kids in setting things up, they're much more bought in. They have greater ownership, and they have a stronger sense of where they're going and how they're going to get there. And it reduces the likelihood of parent-teen, parent-child control battles. Well, thanks for tuning in today, listeners, and thanks to Ernie from Denver, Colorado, for his very timely question. Please feel free to come to my website at neildbrown.com and sign up for my weekly newsletter, where there's plenty of helpful stuff there right now, including my recently released TEDx talk, and plenty more in the pipeline. And please, take care of yourselves. You need it. You deserve it. You're worth it. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Healthy Family Connections with Neil D. Brown. If you have a question you'd like answered, head over to neildbrown.com/submit and enter your question for Neil there. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his weekly offering. You may want to pick up a copy of Ending the Parenting Control Battle at your favorite bookstore or online retailer. Join us again for the Healthy Family Connections podcast.